Hello there, everyone. It's been a couple of years since I have done a new welcome to my blog. I realized after listening to it how out of date that it was and how badly it needed to be updated. According to the way that that sounded, it was the first one that I had made, and I made that when I started Sexy Chat with Sharon on blogger.com. I don't know how many of you have been with my site that long that you remember it from back a few years ago, around 3 years ago, I think. And even though I had my site marked as adult, which it should be if it is on there, somebody obviously kept reporting it because it kept getting pulled down. And every time they did, it would take me hours and hours and hours to redo it again. And there was only a few dozen recordings on there then. And I thought, this is crazy. I just need to buy a domain and get it on hosting. And I use hosting for other things in my business as well anyway, so I definitely knew that that was the right step to take. And so WordPress is a little complicated for those of you that aren't familiar with it. And when I started it a few years ago, my skills then were not as good as they are now. So I needed help putting it together. I wanted it to look the same and be in the same format as I had designed it on Blogger. And so I had a friend help me with it. And then as I started to add more and more recordings, it was all on, because it was on Blogger, it had started out as a one-page format, so I asked her to do it the same on here. And it wasn't that long until it was one very, 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 very long page. And it had quite a strange format, the way that it looked. There were no pages or different tabs or anything like that. And so one of the guys that has frequented my site said to me, he said, you know, the format of this is really looking strange. And I said, I think you're right, because it was really disorganized and this one page format was just not working. So then I had somebody else put me into the format that it is now, and I'm able to add new pages, and it went into a whole different level of organization when it took the format that it has now. And I have added so many more recordings in the couple of years that I've had it. There's about 70 or so on there right now. And even though there's that many, I have definitely heard from guys that have listened to every single one many times. And it's like, wow, I really do have some fans out there. It really is nice that that I've touched people in some way, and I guess honestly, the people are touching themselves, shall we say, as they listen to the recordings on there. But it really touches me when people will contact me. I still, even though I haven't submitted stuff to Literotica in a couple of years, I still get fan mail a couple of times a week. And it really touches me that, you know, after all this time, people are touched by my recordings. I've had couples contact me that they listen to my recordings as they're making love. I've had a number of different men that are blind have contacted me. I don't know how the devil they use computers if they're blind. My hat's off to them, I'll tell you. And they listen to them, and it really has meant a lot to them. And people from all over the world have contacted me from so many different countries, and it's like, I can't believe all these different people have listened to my recordings. And from the counts on my own website and from Literotica and Lush Stories, where they are, where I have submitted my audios, there's literally like a couple of million people that have listened to my recordings, and that really means a lot to me. And I've heard some funny stories. People have listened to my recordings while they're driving on their way to work. I've had ones on a train that commute, ones on an airplane on their way on a holiday. I've had people in cars tell me that they had to pull over and masturbate because they were so aroused listening to my recordings that I could really get into some funny details, but I realize that's not what you're here to listen to. But I have some very amusing stories that my fans have shared with me, and it really has touched me. And so I keep trying to add recordings. I haven't written anything original in a while. I've put a few on in the last few months that I did, but I've honestly gotten more so I've been reading other stories that people have contacted me and asked if I would make a recording of their story, because I just haven't been motivated to write, or I can't really say I don't have the time, but it's just I get off track with things and I haven't been writing as much. I don't know, sometimes years will go by and I'm not inspired, and then I'll have some little spurt and I'll write and write and write and write for a couple weeks and then that'll be it. But it is my ultimate dream for this site to have it done in HTML. For people that don't know what that means, don't worry about it. But for people that know the difference, I mean, that is the best, you know, kind of a site that I could have that would basically look the same as it is now, but it would be more easily managed and more flexible in some ways. WordPress has its limitations in some ways, and my skills are not good enough to do that. And even though I could pay somebody to do the site in HTML, because I paid somebody to do the site as it is now, the way that it is now, I'm able to add to it fairly easily. I mean, it can be a tedious process to do it because I'm no computer expert, but I am able to add to it pretty easily and add more pages and stuff, and I can add pictures and everything, and the little sound click things that you click to listen to them. But if it was in HTML, even though it would look basically the same, I don't really think I'd be able to add to it myself. Those skills are beyond me at this point. Perhaps in a few years I will have developed enough in those kind of skills that I would be able to do that. I really hope that I would, because you can have even more flexibility when you can do it in that way. WordPress is great, but like I said, it does have its limitations. But I have added so many more pages. If the time ever comes when I do have those skills to do an HTML site, the part that is the personal musings would be its own entire blog, rather than the site is just labeled a blog right now. It's developed into a lot more than what it started as, so it's really grown. And I imagine it will continue to grow as people send me stories that they would like me to read for them, and I keep adding them. And when the time comes when I do write more of my own, or if I can find more of the collections of stories that I bought, that I have the rights to record and things. And something a number of people have asked me about, that I may try my hand at writing and buy a collection of, is a number of people have asked me if I have considered doing some erotic hypnosis. And I understand the way that I speak. I can control the cadence of my voice to sound in a monotone way that is conducive to that kind of mindset. So erotic hypnosis is something that you may look forward to. I'm not giving any timelines on that, but I'm sure that that will come to pass. Unfortunately, all these free scripts that you can find online for erotic hypnosis, and there's some really good ones that I would like to, and even just relaxation ones that I think people would get enjoyment out of, they are very explicit on their copyright that you cannot make recordings of them. So there's not that many collections that you can buy that I'm able to make recordings and post them for free. I have to do things by the book, believe me. So I will do my best to get into some erotic hypnosis and have some recordings for that. And there's, you know, some people that give me stories, like I said, on a regular basis, that submit them at Literotica, that I've been doing the narration for them. But I definitely hope that everybody is continuing to visit my site and get enjoyment from it. Feel free to message me, give me feedback, anything you'd like. I always like hearing from my fans, and if any of you have the elusive voice that I so seek, after you read my Phone Sex With Me page, if you have that sweet, non-deep, youthful, higher voice, and you breathe very sexily as you masturbate, by all means, send me a message. I would definitely be interested in auditioning you for possible fun. So you take care, my naughty boys, and I know I have some lady fans as well. but I will keep you posted on any new recordings. So you all take care now. Thank you. Bye-bye.